is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of the 614,000 Americans who visited Cuba in 2016, more than half were Cuban Americans. China's annual car production is roughly equal to that of the U.S. and Japan combined. According to Pew Research, about 15% of the 83 million millennials aged 25 to 35 lived in their parents' homes as of 2016, more than previous generations at the same age. By some estimates, women account for 85% of all consumer purchases. Even when President Trump was not staying in Manhattan, the police estimate that it cost $127,000 to $146,000 per day to protect his family and his home. Israeli airline employees cannot ask women to change seats to spare a man from having to sit next to them, a Jerusalem court ruled in a groundbreaking decision. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is seeking to hold National Asset Advisors and a related company in contempt for not providing records ordered by the courts of its investigations into Harbor Portfolio and its predatory practices in dealing with contract for deed agreements for lower-income families. Missouri became the latest state to sue drug firms over misleading marketing for opioids. Romania ousted its prime minister of only 6 months, dissolving a government that was knocked off balance by one of Europe's biggest anti-corruption movements. Theranos, the controversial firm making unproven claims about blood testing, is close to settling to pay $30 million to Walgreens over their partnership dispute and Theranos' failure to deliver. Texas charter schools are not private employers and therefore do not fall under the jurisdiction of the National Labor Relations Act, an NLRB administrative judge ruled Wednesday. The case involved an employee at Universal Academy in Irving, Texas, who filed a claim with the board that argued the school violated federal labor laws when it allegedly interfered with unionization activities. The charge was tossed out by the board judge, who ruled that the school was a public institution because its administrators can be removed by state government officials. Most building codes in the U.S. require two separate routes of escape from every floor in case one becomes blocked or overcrowded. In Britain, only one escape route is typically required. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you by Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.